Beauty Bob, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skin care. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Beauty Pop. My name is Melina Gay, and thank you so much for joining us this week, where we have our special guest co-host, Mr. John Downey III, and our very special guest, Mr. Norbert Brown Jr., and we will be continuing our conversation with him in part two of our discussion today. But first, we're going to jump right on into the color of the week, and this week's colors of the week are green and yellow in honor of the aloe vera plant. Now, aloe vera is a stemless or very short-stemmed succulent plant. The leaves are thick and fleshy, and they're green to gray-green, with some varieties showing white flecks on their upper and lower stem surfaces. The sides of the leaves are serrated and have small white teeth, and the flowers from the aloe vera plant are yellow and are produced in the summer. So enjoy these bright and festive colors all spring season and summer season, especially this holiday weekend, whether you celebrate Easter, Passover, or your own special holiday. Now this week on Melina Says, it's all about aloe. In ancient Egypt, they called aloe vera the plant of immortality. This particular plant has been used therapeutically for many centuries in China, Japan, Mexico, Egypt, and India. Now, Cleopatra and Nefertiti, two queens of Egypt, apparently used aloe vera to keep their skin soft. It was also used to treat soldiers' wounds by Christopher Columbus and Alexander the Great. The clear gel from the aloe plant is used often as a topical ointment, and the green part of the leaf that surrounds the gel can be used to produce a juice or a dried substance called latex that's taken by mouth. Now, historically, aloe was used to heal wounds and for various skin conditions and orally as a laxative. Today, in addition to these, aloe is used internally as a remedy for a variety of conditions, including diabetes, asthma, epilepsy, and osteoarthritis. Now, it's also used topically for osteoarthritis, burns, sunburns, and psoriasis. Aloe vera gel can be found in hundreds of skin products, including lotions and sunblocks, and the FDA has approved aloe vera as a natural food flavoring. Now, listen, here's something that I just recently learned. A study published in General Dentistry reported that aloe vera in tooth gels is as effective as toothpaste in fighting cavities. I mean, who knew? Who knew? The researchers compared the germ-fighting ability of an aloe vera tooth gel with two popular toothpastes and found that the gel was just as effective and in some cases even better than the commercial brand toothpaste at controlling cavity-causing oral bacteria. Oh my gosh. But as aloe vera gel is less harsh on the teeth than commercial toothpaste because it doesn't contain those abrasive elements. So people with sensitive teeth and gums, and actually everyone, will definitely benefit from using aloe vera tooth gel. But you must be careful. The scientists warned that not all the gels they analyzed contain the proper form of aloe vera. It has got to be the stabilized gel that exists in the center of the plant in order to be effective. Now, on another note, if you're plagued by severe acne or dry skin and searching for natural relief, then the aloe vera plant may just be your new bestie, I'm here to tell you. And suitable for all skin types, aloe vera gel can be used even by people with sensitive skin. So let's take a quick look at five benefits of using aloe vera gel to treat some skin conditions. Number one, it's a great moisturizer. For women, aloe vera has been popularly used as a moisturizer by women who use mineral makeup regularly. Now, aloe vera gel is great for the face. Now, applying it prior to the application of makeup can prevent your skin from drying and possibly flaking. We've all had that at one time or another. And for men, aloe vera gel can be used as an aftershave. Its healing properties can treat small cuts caused by shaving. Number two, aloe vera gel is great for treating acne. Aloe vera gel has antimicrobial properties that kill bacteria and anti-inflammatory properties that reduce skin inflammation. It allows the skin to heal quickly and naturally with minimal scarring. Now, aloe is moisturizing, but it doesn't give skin a greasy feel, so it's perfect for anyone with an oily complexion. Number three, aloe vera helps fight common problems of skin aging. Now, come on, let's face it. As we get older, everyone begins to worry about the appearance of lines and the loss of elasticity in our skin. Well, the vitamin C and vitamin E present in aloe gel can improve our skin's natural firmness and keep our skin hydrated. Number four, aloe vera can lessen the visibility of stretch marks. Now, whether due to a growth spurt, weight change, or pregnancy, many of us are plagued with unsightly stretch marks in one place or another. And these marks appear due to the minor tears in the layers of skin caused by sudden and excessive stretching. So aloe vera gel can help hide these stretch marks by healing these wounds. And number five, aloe vera can be used to treat sunburn. Aloe vera gel can reduce the pain and swelling you experience during sunburn. It acts as a protective layer on the skin and helps replenish the skin's moisture so that when the skin is hydrated, then it will recover faster from the sunburn. And here's one quick recipe for nourishing facial mask. All you have to do, and I said this last week, so I'm reiterating it because it is an absolutely wonderful mask. You add honey onto the exposed side of the aloe vera leaf, and you spread that evenly across your face with the honeyed side, of course. You leave it on for 15 minutes, rinse it with cold water, and your skin will be soft, supple, and beautiful in minutes. So now let's talk to our guest co-host for today, Mr. John Downey III, and see what's happening with him. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Melina, how are you? So I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be back here again because I learned so much about these natural products from you. You're just a plethora of information. And as I promised, big news breaking in the John Downey world today. I'm not as much of a hustler as you are when it comes to attending the events and such, but I decided that with my big upcoming event at Raleigh Studios on June 5th that I better, get out there and start doing the work. And so I did Habitat for Humanity a couple weeks ago in Linwood with the Producers Guild of America. And then this past weekend, I actually went to CBS Radford and went to their Producing with the Military event. And I'm happy to report that we have the Producers Guild of America on board this year for our big event on June 5th. It was the break that we were just dying to get. So we have actually designated 75 tickets for them as VIPs at the event. And the save the date actually from Shutterstock came out today. So we're rocking and rolling on the event. It's going to be another stellar, sold out, and as you know, it was your crew, your management team, you, our girl Natalie. We created a red carpet with that one little, vinyl sign. So this year we're going to get one for Shutterstock and one for the Producers Guild, and hopefully Post Magazine is going to join us, and the Art Directors Guild, and the PGA, and we're going to have a full long one this time. So I'm very, 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 very excited about that. And as I told you in Bible class last week, Rolanda Watts and I had a humongous meeting that came up on Friday for the show that we are representing and the talent that we are representing. And the great news is we have been told by ABC that there was a particular studio that we needed to partner up with. And the wonderful news is we're in the middle of the meeting, and the guy who's the head of this studio literally said, we are signing the deal with this studio. As soon as the contract is done, we are moving very fast, and we want the two of you. So we're all praise Jesus up in here right now. So, yeah, we're very, very, very excited. So, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else that happened in the past couple of days since I saw you. We seem to be in the flow right now, so it's a very exciting time as we move forward this year. So more to follow.
Definitely. Oh, we can't wait. John, you just always have such good news. Oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, thank you.
You are very welcome, and you absolutely deserve it. So we are going to take a very quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to speak with our special guest today, Mr. Nolbert Brown Jr. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back with more beauty.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Welcome back to Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, with our special guest host, Mr. John Downey III. And our VIP guest today is Nolbert Brown Jr. Welcome, Mr. Brown, to Beauty Pop for part two. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me again.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Now, in case some people missed last week, which we hope no one did, but just in case, we'll do a little recap about you. Now, you are a Tony Award-winning writer and director, and you've written and directed over 20 stage plays, and two of them, Captain in the Sky and Bubbling Brown Sugar, won Tony Awards.
Yes.
You are also one of the original writers for All in the Family and The Jeffersons. Now, currently, you are the CEO and founder of Suntan Entertainment and Suntan School of Theater, and you've produced, as we said, over 20 productions throughout your career, including, taking a deep breath, A Good Man is Hard to Find, Cabin in the Sky, The Life of Jackie Wilson, Bubbling Brown Sugar, Jesus Save My Two Sons, Real Women Pray, The Life Story of Marvin Gaye, The Night the Economy Crashed, Sisters of Soul, R&B Story, Beauty in the Eye of the Beholder, The Life Story of Rick James, The Life Story of Mahalia Jackson, This Joint is Jumpin', The Devil Made Me Do It, Cotton Club, and on and on and on. Nolbert Brown Jr. has also worked on an urban soap opera called Chocolate City and is currently working on a reality show, 215 Stilettos, which highlights the lives of seven successful young women that grew up in foster care and made the rise to the top. Now, in addition, you're also working on a project with a certain Academy Award-winning actor, and his name will remain nameless until you deem appropriate to reveal it. and with all of that said, you have so many other projects going on, but I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for joining us again today on Beauty Pop.
It's my pleasure to come back. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We love having you as a guest. You're fantastic. We're going to jump right in because a few people, we're going to take some callers today, and there are a couple of people specifically who had some very interesting questions, and I would love to give them an opportunity to ask what they would like to ask of you. Now, first thing I'd like to say is I know that you're credited with creating the character of George Jefferson on The Jeffersons. And we all know and love George Jefferson and his wheezy. How did you come up with that character? Like, was he related to you? Is he you? How did you come up with that?
Well, I actually started writing for the character George Jefferson in All in the Family. That's where I, you know, actually created half of the character from All in the Family, my internship in Morehouse College. One of the professors knew that I can put race relations together to make a show great. So we found out that they was having a few problems with All in the Family at the time because they just wanted somebody to be able to be the funny guy and Archie Bunker be the straight guy. And back then they used to call the person that's serious straight and the one that's funny, funny. So when they called me in, I sat down with Sherman Hensley, that's his real name, and we wanted to be able to make him funny enough to spin off of Archie Bunker to make those two work together as a team. As I did that, we created some times where those two will be bonded together, and they didn't see Archie as the bad guy anymore. They saw Archie as a real guy that's just giving our neighbor a hard time. So the ratings went up in the show. The ratings was going down when Archie was by himself. So when George had added on to the show as the new neighbor and we put them in some predicaments, that would make those two be friends. That's what created the ratings going up and created the spinoff, the Jeffersons.
Okay. John, you had a question for Norbert?
I do. So I don't know if I'm wrong, so that's why I wanted to ask you, and I meant to jump in last week, but I didn't want to interrupt you. So I
I want to come to your red carpet. You didn't invite me to your red carpet, but go ahead with the question.
You can totally come. Melina will tell. Cause I didn't realize you were here in L.A. until I started doing my research on you today. Or at least your information is all located in L.A. I love your website.
You know, I've been in and out of L.A. I'm like Superman or Batman, fly in and out.
Well, that's the way to do it. I love your website, by the way, and our viewers should definitely jump and find that because it was so easy to find and so it's such a great looking site. But here's my trick question that I know you're going to set me straight on. If I recall correctly, because see, I grew up watching all those 70s shows and the 80s shows, and so my question is, wasn't there originally another actor who played George Jefferson, Archie's neighbor, on All in the Family before Sherman took over the role?
Yes, it was. I don't recall who it was, but it was another neighbor, but he didn't have the pulling power, and he wasn't as funny as Sherman Hemsley. And Norm Lear, like I said before, I give him all praise. Norm Lear was a genius, and he's still a genius, by putting these shows together back then. A lot of people wouldn't touch these shows. And Norm just said that, put them on, because he wanted to make sure that these shows was seen, because people would laugh more, have more fun. But, yes, it was another neighbor. You are correct. And
Did he do, like, three episodes? Because I know Wheezy was very, I think, established, like, as a friend of Edith's or something. So eventually...
When they first brought him in, she was, like, somebody to, like, run in and out of town. And they wanted to move into Archie Block. So by casting Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson, they knew that it was on them because he brought a lot of character, more character than the people that they tried before. But as the ratings was falling, it was like an emergency to be able to bring in writers that would be able to create George Jefferson character to carry the show for another 8 years, and that's what they did.
Well, I love The Jeffersons. It was one of my favorite shows growing up.
The Jeffersons asked me what happened was All in the Family was the stepping stone for The Jeffersons. Without All in the Family, it wouldn't have been The Jeffersons. So we had to be able to make George more characterized to be able to carry his own show. That's how it all was done back then. It was done that you make a character so strong that they can carry the show by themselves. And even if you put other people in the show, it still be carried by that one face, that one person. And George had his own personality. He was from Philadelphia. He was a postman in Philadelphia for a long period of time. When we found Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson, he was actually a mailman in Philadelphia. And they said that you have to go to Philadelphia to see the funniest mailman in the world. So when he came to the audition, he had the job as soon as he walked through the door.
Wow, that's the kind of job I want.
I know. To see who you are. And that's who it is. That's who they cast. They cast you. And that's what happened with George. Wow. Or Sherman. Look, we just know him as George. Wow, what an exciting, what an interesting story. Now, I believe we have a couple of callers on the line for today. Callers, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Beauty Pop. May we have your name, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you are live on Beauty Pop.
Oh, very good. This is Franklin Lett, L-E-T-T. And I have with me Della Reese Lett.
Hi, Della Reese. How you doing?
I'm wonderful and glad to hear from you again.
Yes, I met you a long, long time ago in L.A. with my uncle, Johnny Taylor, a long time ago.
Well, thank you for joining us, Reverend Della. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Reverend Della Reese Lett and Mr. Franklin Lett. Please feel free to chat, to talk, to ask questions. We are here at your disposal, and we'd love to hear your questions and what you'd like to share.
Well, I don't have a question. I have a prayer of thanks to God for having two people like that come to my class, that come to my church and serve lovingly, all the things that we need to do. It's just marvelous to have both of you succeeding so, because you're practicing the principle so well.
Well, that's because we were taught. We were taught by the master teacher. Trust me. So all of you need to run to up quickly. You know, you will learn all kinds of amazing things and meet some wonderful people. So, well, I'm so glad to be there. I would move in if I could.
I know, me too. I mean, life is just it's a transforming experience with the class and the church. It is just like none other. And I'm coming from, I mean, my father was a minister. And so I've grown up throughout the church throughout my life. But the experiences and the wonderful things that you have taught and that we've learned just cannot compare to anything else. And my life, and I know a lot of other people's lives, have completely changed from what you've given. So thank you so much.
Well,
thank you.
It's a pleasure to know that you're thankful for that. It's wonderful. I think one of the things that's wonderful about our church is we know that God is fun. It's not treachery.
Mm-hmm.
It's not God's going to get you, which is so silly. If God wanted to get you, what would we do about it? But it's wonderful that you come and you have a good time. Like on May the 18th, the angels from Touched by an Angel are getting together as proof of the truth. Roma Downey is going to come and speak to us, and I'm going to speak with her, and we're going to tell you some of the things that happened with Touched by an Angel that never made the press. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
And I was lucky enough to be there when I first joined up. Touched by an Angel was in its season. And Reverend Della would come back every single weekend from Salt Lake. And her sermons were modern-day parables that were very Bible-based and based on walking through the business. And I literally applied those lessons to my life, and I have watched my entire world expand in this business, and I am so grateful for that. I mean, it went from being just a production person to somebody who jumped on stage, somebody who got thrown into film, you know, and I even had the pleasure of working for Roma's husband, Mark. So, you know, it's been a great, great journey through Up Church.
It works if you work it. Now, just to come and hear about it, not considering you, because you've been working on it for about 17 years, you've been with me. But
yes.
Come and listen, and then they go home and sit down and wait for God to appear like in a movie. And you have to do something. You have to. It's not just something you hear. It's something you do. It works. It absolutely works if you work it. And it's fun while you're working it. Every day is an exciting event because you don't know what God's going to do today to make today the pleasant day that he has promised us. So I'm inviting everybody to come. Come down and listen and hear what God really said for you to know and to feel and to be able to use so that you could have life and that more abundantly.
And John, you better than anyone else understand that the relationship between you and God is a partnership. It's not a matter of sitting on your buff and just waiting for things to happen. You've got to get up and do something. And you are the busiest young man I know.
Amen, amen, amen.
And I have to tell you, we get the blessing of not just Reverend Della, but we also get Franklin, too, who also brings so much to the table. I get to be on the conference call with him on Saturdays. And, you know, it's just another gift that we've been given through this beautiful ministry. So I'm indebted to both of you for the work that you do in holding us up so we can go out there and do what we do, you know, and keep inspiring people. Y'all will laugh, but today I was literally talking to somebody who's involved with the show that I'm working on right now, and I told the woman, she said she was coming to town in May, and she's up in Oakland, and I said, well, then you have to come hear Roma Downey speak. And so I sent her the information from the website at Up Church. So we might have some visitors from Oakland coming in as well. So
good. That's
and
good.
Let me add, baby girl, I'm very proud of what you're doing. I love the way that you're up and about being busy, giving good information, bringing in excellent guests, and giving all the love that you can. I think that's magnificent also. Don't let us pass and not say that.
And speaking of the guest, Norbert, I have a question for you.
Sure,
Suntan Theater, do you still have
that? Yes, I have one in Atlanta and one in Philadelphia.
Nothing out here on the West Coast.
Not yet, but I will bring one out there. If you think that it'll work out there, I'll definitely bring one out there. I mean, in L.A. has great people like your wife. I worship her style and her the way she built things. And I was just, you know, a young man coming into something that God put me in. And I'm grateful to God every day of my life and humble to God every day of my life that I've been in the business for almost 40 years. And over those 40 years, I just took every step that he told me, and I kept going and still going, and I'm just grateful to him. And I have a story that came to me a long time ago, and you know how God changes things when he thinks that things are bad, and he wants to get in there and just use all of his powers over the world. And I grew up in Stone Mountain, Georgia, a long time ago, and I remember the civil rights era. And what was so amazing about this is God came in and stepped in there in 1963 by bringing in the President Kennedy, and then he brought Robert Kennedy, and then he brought Dr. King. But it was a story that came to me one day when I was dreaming, and it seems like I heard God say, I'm bringing four angels to the world to help the South in the civil rights. And he did bring four angels. And if you ever remember when the president, that's now the president, had came into the White House, well, when he came into the White House, it was one person that God left there to make sure that everything was right from the civil rights, and that was Ted Kennedy. And if you remember or not, Ted Kennedy was real sick, but God kept him on earth to make sure that Barack Obama wound up being president. And before Teddy died, it's one thing he said that no one will ever forget. As he walking off the stage after raising Barack Obama's hand, he says, the dream lives on. He made sure that he finished the dream that his two brothers and Dr. King tried to do. He finished it on the power of God.
That was a remarkable family, the Kennedy family.
Yes, they were remarkable. And it just shows you that he steps into politics just like he steps into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you believe that God is strong and still here all the time in your life, you can do anything in the world. And, you know, like I said, great people like your wife and you, y'all, the guys just open doors for people like me and people like, you know, all over the world, just people in general look up to people like y'all guys because y'all are role models and y'all always will be role models. And I'm just coming right behind y'all and try to be a role model too.
Yeah, okay. Okay, 26 shows was it that he has written and produced, and you're coming behind us, maybe.
I'm
you. So what's your talk?
Hey, now did y'all hear me last week? I'm definitely the new movie that I'm coming out with also this year is the Betsy Smith movie. It's
really?
All about the life of Betsy Smith, and without Betsy Smith, it wouldn't have been a Billie Holiday or a Mahalia Jackson or a Louis Armstrong. So we are filming this movie in 2015, and we got so many all-stars that's going to be joining this movie. We already got Mary J. Blige as doing the soundtrack, but we got many, many more signing up all the time. And this is going to be filmed in Philadelphia and New York because she passed away in Philadelphia between the years of 1935 and 1934. But it just tells you and show the young people out there where we started at and where we're going in music, in life, in prayer, and just believing.
Very good.
If I can do it, and if you can do it, everybody can do it. So I just like the Suntan School of Theaters just teach everybody that no matter where you at, no matter what you're doing, you just always believe that God and pray to God that everything will be okay and you can be a president and you can be a star or a singer. You just believe and you just put God in your life and you can do anything you want.
Good. I'd like very much to continue this conversation. Is there a way, using Melina as a middleman, that we can exchange information on contact?
Yes, Melina will. Yes, she will hook up everything for you, whatever you want. And if Miss Reese want me to come to L.A., I will get on my private jet and fly and land right on the church grounds.
Just pull your jet out because you're going to have to get on it.
No problem. I'll make sure I dress for the weather because here in New York, it's been so much snow. I thought I was going to be a snow bunny sooner or later.
Well, it's nice and warm out here, and I'll be sure that everyone gets each other's information. And thank you so much for being a guest today, Gilbert. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you so much, Reverend Della, for your wonderful compliment to me. Thank you. I try very, very hard. And with your leadership and guidance, I'm just doing what God has set me to do under your tutelage. I'm doing it the right way. I have faith that I'm doing it right. So your confirmation means so much to me. Thank you so much. And Mr. Lett, thank you for joining us today and for marrying such a wonderful woman. And thank you for your ministry and for having conversation with Nobert. And John, as always, you're an awesome co-host. Just fabulous.
Thank you, Melina. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And John, I want my ticket for the red carpet.
I'm putting you on VIP, VIP, VIP. So.
That's right.
We'll get all of that hooked up. And thank you out there, everyone in audience land, for listening to this edition of Beauty Pop. You take care, and remember, there is no one way to be beautiful. We are all beautiful from the inside out. Take care and stay tuned for next week's edition of Beauty Pop.
God bless everyone.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.